Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to address a question, a very quick question, a question that I hear often. Ever since I got saved, this question has popped up in many various forms, and I'd like to look at it today. Did Jesus profane the Sabbath when he healed a man on the Sabbath? Also, and what we're really going to be looking at today mostly, is when Jesus and his disciples were walking through the fields and picking corn and eating it off the plants. There are some people that argue that Jesus actually profaned or broke the Sabbath when him and his disciples were doing this. And those same people within the Christian camp will claim then that Jesus is, well, he's God and he can do that. But in doing so, they damage the doctrine of salvation, because Jesus was that pure and spotless sacrifice that was given on our behalf. He gave himself a perfect spotless lamb on our behalf, covering our sins with his shed blood. Now, I've even heard one Satanist girl, she was a dabbler, she worked at a gas station, she told me that she could prove that Jesus sinned. And I never actually got a chance to talk to her about this, but I'm pretty certain this is where she was going to go as well. That Jesus broke the Sabbath when him and his disciples were picking corn. So it comes from this verse, Mark chapter 2, verses 23 through 28. Also a passage in Matthew as well. But I want to read Mark really quick. It says this: "And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful?" As in, why are they doing that? Why are they picking corn on the Sabbath day? That's not lawful. And verse 25, "And he said unto them, Have ye never read what David did when he had need and was an hungered?" King James English. "He was an hungered, he and they that were with him. How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." Okay, so right there we see that these Pharisees accused Jesus of breaking the Sabbath, or at least his disciples. What's going on? Did Jesus sin here? Was he breaking the Sabbath? Well, if you look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, you see that sin is the transgression of the law. It says, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." In other words, if Jesus and his disciples were picking corn, and that was breaking the Sabbath, well, then Jesus was sinning, according to 1 John 3:4, right? I mean, isn't that what we're seeing there? So do we have a God, Jesus, fully God, fully man, living an almost perfect life and being an almost perfect, pure, spotless lamb, dying on the cross for all those who would trust in him, his blood being shed for the forgiveness of our sins, but he's not truly fitting that Old Testament example of a pure, spotless lamb that had been inspected and found to be completely without blemish? I don't think so. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and 22, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. That verse is interesting. We should follow his steps. And, okay, so Jesus is our example, and he did no sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So friends, do we have a contradiction here? Let me make it a little more complicated. Exodus chapter 34, verse 21, 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest, in earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. Okay, so what's going on here? Did Jesus break the law? Did he break the Sabbath? Did he sin? But yet we find clear and obvious scriptures that say Jesus did no sin. Well, when you look at the Sabbath day, it was permitted to perform minor food preparation and eating. So pulling these grains and just eating them on the spot, that doesn't really constitute work on the Sabbath. Conversely, though, the Pharisees did call this unlawful. They said this is not lawful, that they were doing something not lawful on the Sabbath. Well, the Pharisees were referencing the Mishnah. It is a group of texts that contain oral traditions. All right, and Jesus was constantly fighting with the Pharisees about their oral traditions. These are laws of man and not God, okay? And in the Mishnah, we find 39 various tasks that constitute violating the Sabbath. And some of them include agricultural activities and even threshing and winnowing. In other words, removing the husks from heads of grain. Basically what you see the disciples doing here in Mark chapter 2. So now you see how this situation is being set up. The Pharisees are accusing the disciples of breaking the Sabbath because they're actually breaking the Pharisees' oral traditions. But let's go a little bit deeper here. Let's read Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. This is a parallel account of what we just read there in Mark chapter 2. It says, and at that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were an hungered, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, have ye not read what David did when he was an hungered, and they were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat. Did you catch that? Which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Wow. Okay, think about that. Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days, the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and yet are blameless? Huh. Verse 6. But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. Who's that? Jesus. Verse 7. But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is the Lord, even of the Sabbath day. All right, this passage is chock full of information here. Jesus is calling himself greater than the temple, and he's comparing the disciples to, in a sense, to the priests that served in the temple on the Sabbath day and yet were blameless. You see, the priests did many tasks within the temple on the Sabbath day in service to the Lord, and it was commanded. And they were blameless. They sinned not. It was a righteous thing. And we have the disciples, likewise, following Christ, who is God in the flesh. And yes, their gas tanks get a little empty at times, and they need to eat in order to continue in this service. Interesting. Very cool. Verse 7, we see that Jesus quotes Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. And then he ends it out by saying, the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. Now, going back to Mark chapter 2, and it's verse 27, it says, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. What's up with that? Well, the Sabbath day was a day of rest. God himself created the heavens and the earth in six literal days, and he rested on the seventh. Likewise, we work 6 days and we rest on the seventh. It is a day where we do as little work as possible, if not no work at all. Okay, this is not a legalistic thing. We do no work. It's for our own benefit. We rest, and we rest in the Lord, friends. We focus on God, and we recoup, all right? But having said that, we see here in this verse that the priests, they did work on the Sabbath day, and yet were blameless. The disciples, likewise, who are serving something greater than the temple, were eating on the Sabbath day. And Jesus says here at the end of verse 7 in Matthew, he calls the disciples guiltless. God himself says this, that they are guiltless. Guys, there's no problem here. The disciples were not sinning. They were not breaking the Sabbath, and neither was Jesus. Look, Jesus observed all of the law throughout his life. Look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. Jesus observed the law. All right? It says, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. All right? Jesus was not messing around. He wasn't breaking the Sabbath. He wasn't like, hey, you know, me and my disciples, we can break the Sabbath because, you know, I'm God and I can bend the rules. No, that's not how it works. Verse 19, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men, a.k.a. disciples, shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except, this is wild, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Interesting. In other words, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. Now, we're coming up to the end of this podcast. I didn't realize it was going to be this long. It looks like this is going to be a two-part series. I thought I could bang it all out in one shot, but I guess not. Coming up to the end, I wanted to talk about that section, that part of the passage we read from Mark chapter 2, where Jesus starts talking about David. And when David and his men approached that priest, Abiathar, and ate of the showbread, he asked Abiathar for some bread, and Abiathar, all he had was this bread that was used as an offering to the Lord, the showbread, which is not lawful for David and his men to eat. And I want to talk about that, but I think I'm going to wait for tomorrow. Also tomorrow, I want to talk about several other instances in the New Testament, in the Gospels, where Jesus appears to have broken the Sabbath or profaned the Sabbath. Several different instances where the Pharisees get all over him about this matter. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. I'm going to give you a hint, though. I want to end with this. Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, Jesus speaking here, and he says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Jesus is not afraid to call people names. You hypocrites. So going on. For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law. Judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye have done, and not to leave the other undone. And so now we see this concept where the Pharisees, according to Jesus, were known for neglecting the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. In other words, they were straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel, to mix passages here. This harkens back to Matthew chapter 12, verse 7, where he says, where Jesus says, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. So I'm going to stop right there. Tomorrow, I have more than enough to fill up an entire other episode, because there are so many instances in the New Testament. Well, there's a good handful where Jesus appears to have broken the Sabbath. And we're going to talk about this. So tune in tomorrow. Friends, if you like these types of podcasts, apologetics, cult research, creation, evolution, and many other subjects around theology and Christian doctrine, come on to my website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and there I have a podcast archive with over 380 episodes, and I'm adding to them every day. Come check it out. They're all free, and I'm adding to them again, yeah, every day. So anyway, if you guys would like to chat, if you have some questions, you can catch me at Google+, Facebook, or Twitter, or on my website. Leave a comment. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.